You this morning, subject hidden wisdom. Hidden wisdom. You may be seated. Father, we thank you again for this glorious opportunity that we have for worship. I pray that today would be a day of discovery in all of our lives. And while we're not seeing the same star that these wise men saw, we are witnessing the same Savior that they came to recognize and came to adore and worship. Help us today, God, in our search that we might apply our hearts unto this wisdom and, Lord, be guided not only today, but throughout our lives. We pray you'd bless us now in the hearing and the receiving of your word, that you might be glorified through it. In Jesus' name, and all the people of God said, amen. Hidden wisdom. What we're going to share with you today is several things. One, how do you know that you've received this wisdom from God? How do you know you've received God's wisdom? Is it something that is special about it and you're able to follow that? And that brings us to the second question. How do you follow God's wisdom? How do you follow that? But then the third question, which I think is more important, how do you know when you've reached the destination or the place where God would have you to be in life? Hidden wisdom. And it's not that the world could not see, but the fact that the world was not paying attention. Some things we miss not because they are not visible, but simply no one's paying attention to it. There's a lot of people tuning into news today, and they're wanting to be informed about the various things that's going on in this world. But how many are tuning in to the message or what is being proclaimed from heaven? Ladies and gentlemen, if you learn everything in this world, I want to ask you this question: what will it profit you? But if you learn what God has said and what God has expressed, I can guarantee it will profit you everything. So the wisdom is not that it cannot be seen, that we're saying that it's hidden, but we're saying that it's to the place where people are simply not paying attention to what God is doing and what God is saying. So how do we know that this is the wisdom of God? So let's go on this journey. Let's join these wise men. Now, I can't take you back in history. I can't take you back to over 2,000 years ago when they made their journey and they made their quest. But what I can do is share with you some of the things that they faced. Now, evidently, they knew about this star before they saw it. Does that make sense? Otherwise, when the star appeared, they would not have paid attention to it because it was just, oh, just something shining in the sky. It could be a comet. It could be anything. But there was something special about this. Some have suggested that Daniel, being one of the wise men in former times, had told them about this star. And in his revelation that God had given him, he was going to share with them what he knew. Now, he didn't see it, and he wasn't around to see it. But he knew that God was going to do something about the situation that man was in. Aren't you glad about that? So as we look at them, as we observe them, they knew about the star because they were seeking wisdom. You know, what you seek, you will find. If all you're seeing in the world is a mess, then you will find a mess. But on the other hand, if you're seeking good, you will find good somewhere. It's worth your journey. It's worth your search. Don't be one of those that, because you've seen so much evil in life, that you have already done your forecast and now you're saying, well, if my past has been evil, then everything else is going to be evil. You don't know what God has in store. You don't know the future. You don't know what the plan of God is. And the last thing I've read about the plan, haven't seen it, but the last thing I read about this plan is that God has some good that's coming. Christ is going to reign. And the world that we know will be rejuvenated. God is going to redeem all things unto himself. That's the good news that's coming out of heaven. So are you seeking this wisdom? A couple of things we need to understand about that. You got to follow God's lead. A lot of people following, well, I'm not feeling it. You follow your feelings, and I tell you what, they'll take you all over the chart. You'll be like the Almond Joy commercial. Some days you'll feel like a nut, and some days you don't. But you'll find that your emotions change. They change with circumstances. They change with every whim. They change on you. But one thing will not change, and that is God. He is the eternal God. He knows everything. He's got everything planned. And so he knows your future even before you've walked into that future. Follow God's lead. Then secondly, don't assume others see what you see. How God is directing you may be in a unique way. Now, granted, we're all going to arrive at the same destination, but we cannot expect every believer in Christ to do the exact same thing. God did not save you to be a robot. He saved you that you might serve your purpose and that you might be alive in Christ. And when you seek that wisdom from God, you can't assume that everybody else is going to know what you know, see what you see, and do what you do. You've got to allow God to work in our lives. And isn't that wonderful, just the grace of God, how he works in one individual, giving them certain things, and work in another individual, giving them certain things, and yet we all work together as this body in Christ. Don't assume that others see what you see. The wise men, when they came to the city, and they assumed, well, everybody ought to know about this. I mean, I'm coming to the folk that he's going to be born among. You know, where's he that is born King of the Jews? And he was in the Jewish land looking for a Jewish Savior. So he asked the Jews, where is he? What are you talking about? What are you saying? And the Bible said when Herod, which obviously he thought, well, maybe they thought maybe he's born in the household of Herod. They didn't know that Herod was a non-Jew. And they didn't know that he was an egomaniac. They didn't know that about him. They didn't know that, you know, he was subject to do anything at any time and say anything at any time. They didn't know that. And so the Bible specifically says in verse 3 that Jerusalem, that Herod was troubled, and so Jerusalem along with that. Now, why were they troubled? Well, this man was vicious. He had been appointed by the Roman government to lead a group of people. All right, get that in your mind. And the Bible said that when Herod the Great died, he wanted everybody to be in mourning. So he ordered his soldiers and those that were under his charge to go out and kill a bunch of folks so that everybody would be in mourning. That was an egomaniac. So when the wise men asked him, they said, where is he? Where is he? And they couldn't produce the evidence because they couldn't see what the wise men have seen. Has God ever moved in your life in such a way that you knew it was God? You tried to explain it to other people and wanted them to get excited about it. And they that's nice. And then you want to tell them, you don't know like I know what he's done for me. You don't know. You weren't there. You don't know when, and you don't know where. Third thing that we got to understand is do something with the wisdom. Do something with the wisdom. You got a lot of smart folk. If you read on the news, and what interests me, I'm just so impressed how that people, they may be around their 30-ish, and they're interviewed, and they come across as being the experts. Now, they're missing something. They might have the knowledge from a book or from research, but how many of you know that you don't get experience out of a book? You don't get experience in life as you read it. Well, Dr. Phil says, you don't get experience that way. You get experience by living it. These wise men, listen, these wise men had come a long way. Some say that their journey probably took over 2 years and maybe even 4 years because they saw the star before he was born. And then knowing the birth of Christ, he was about 2 years because Jesus was not in Bethlehem. He was in a house living in Galilee. And so therefore, they had reached their destination. But you got to do something with the wisdom. Isn't it something? We come to church every Sunday. And we want to be smart in God, right? We want to learn about God. But I want to ask this very relevant question. Why do you want to know about God? All right. Is it just to say, well, I can quote the 23rd Psalm? Well, woohoo. A lot of people can do that. What can you do with it? How can you walk the Lord as my shepherd? How can you live that he maketh me lie down in green pastures? Some of you have lived it because you've had to go through those experiences. You've had to go through those storms and trials. And I want to tell you this. Something tells me that the journey for the wise men was not easy. As the old people say, they had some ups and they had some downs. They had some good days. Then they had some bad days. I can tell you, as you get older, you before you wake up, you ask yourself, I wonder what's going to ache today. Amen. How many of you are already there? Amen. But what is it that keeps you going? You know that at some point you are going to come in contact, not with a star, but with that what that star represents. Amen. I'm amazed that the wise man never once worshiped the star. Go back and look at it. They never once worshiped the star. They followed it. They followed it because they knew that there was something greater. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying to you, don't settle with where you are right now. Don't settle with what you're doing right now. Press on. Move toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God, which is in Christ Jesus. Don't settle with where you are. Don't say to yourself, I made it. You have not made it. This is a journey. This is a journey. It's about seeking God. It's about knowing him in all of his glory. Do something with the wisdom. Now let's unpack this. Let's look at this. What are they saying? We've seen his star in the east and have come to worship him. What made it unusual about the star is that it seemed to be something that would move about. And you know what that says? You cannot find what God is showing you staying sat or staying seated where you are. Right. Amen? Amen? Now, while I know you listen and you're seated on a pew, but we are not a church of pew warmers. Amen. We're a church of doers. We're a church of people that want to go out and do the will of God, explore those adventures in life that God would have us to explore. You can't assume that, well, somebody else is going to do it. These wise men said, let us go. And we've come from the east, and we've come to worship him. They knew what they wanted to do when they got there. Amen. How many of you, when you came to church today, you wanted to worship? And as we would say in the modern vernacular, we would say, get your praise on. Well, the praise may not be with uplifted hands all the times. It may be in just that quietness of understanding, what is God saying to me? Why is he talking to me? Why is he revealing to me this information? And more importantly, what do I do with it? How do I walk when I leave this place? Ladies and gentlemen, if you have that attitude, I guarantee you, you're going to find it. Amen. All right, let me move on. My time is slipping away from me. You know, here's the thing. They left the luxury. Anytime you can pack gold, right, in your camel bag or whatever they had, and they had their luggage packed with gold and with frankincense and myrrh, and the fact that they gave it to the baby Jesus meant they didn't have to spend it on their trip. All right, now get this now. Some of you in the old day, you had to go catch the old Greyhound bus, right? And you'd have your lunch packed and you'd have everything. You'd have your bags packed. But some of the stuff while you were going down the road, you ate it. Right? Because you knew that if you didn't eat it, you were going to be hungry. And it's amazing the wealth that they had, but they left their luxury to find their destiny. Some of us are comfortable right where we are. And the reason why we cannot apply God's wisdom is because we've got this level of comfort. I want to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you find out your most information about God when you're down in the gutter. You find out how good God is, not when you've got everything, because you ain't seeking him. Oh, but when the bottom falls out. When as someone said, the creek rises. When you've got trouble in your way, then you're saying to God, well, I don't have any luxury. All I've got is God. And they were willing. They were willing to leave the things that they had to seek what they did not have, which brings us to that second point. They came prepared for worship. I don't want anything to get in the way of my praising God. Amen. I don't want anything to get in the way, not even my problem. Because when you start looking at your problems, say, well, I can't praise God because I got all these problems. Well, you mean you're going to allow a problem to get between you and your worship? Which is greater? God is the one who's greater. And guess what? He's the only one that can do something about your problem. So praise him and watch him work with your problem. He's a good God, amen? He's an awesome God. They came prepared for worship. And then they gave their best for what they believed in. Now think about this. Isn't that what we do when we come to seek God in church? Leaving our luxury? Somebody had to get out of your bed this morning, even though you were 65. And the pillow keeps talking to you. Yeah. And you came prepared for worship. That's what we do. That's who we are. Everybody else, they're getting ready for another week, but what they want to do is thinking, go out on Saturday night, get blasted, then Sunday recuperate, then go back into the rat race on Monday. We don't act like that. That's not us. We don't get our fuel from that. We get our fuel from our worship. We get our fuel because God deals with us and God equips us for anything that we can face in life. All right, I gotta move on. All right, if you're going to know wisdom, if you're going to really have wisdom, then seek what you do not possess. Seek what you do not possess. And I can tell you, heavenly treasures is the best thing. They don't fade away. I read this interesting verse, and you love this. And it said that seek your things above where the moth does not get in and destroy it. Now, if you leave clothes in a closet, guess what's going to find your clothes? That little moth, he's going to fly around and, you know, just he's got these wings and everything, you know, and they find your finest clothes and they'll start eating. Then it says, seek those things which are above where corruption. Did you not know that if you store gold long enough, it'll start to tarnish on you? But when you seek the heavenly treasure, moth doesn't eat it. Amen. It does not corrode. It's always good. I'm going to close this message by giving you a broadcast of what's coming out of heaven, because a lot of us have been watching, you know, Fox News and CNBC and all of these news channels. And here's the latest news. And really what they want to tell you, here's the latest mess. And we're going to report on this. But you want to seek what you don't possess. We already, if I'm already living in a mess, what I need to hear more for? Second thing, pay attention to what you know. That's a good gleaning, isn't it? Pay attention to what you know. They came to Jerusalem. Watch this. Going to ask the so-called experts. All they had was a star and some information about the star. These experts had the Jewish scripture. All right. They knew the Jewish scripture and they couldn't interpret it. They had the prophecy of scripture, which was far greater than the star. All right. Mind you, it was far greater than the star. We have a more excellent word of prophecy. That is the word of God. They had the word of God. All the wise men had was a star. And yet they were able to read the star. And the folks that had the prophecy didn't know. We don't have a clue what's going on. They say he's going to be born in Bethlehem. They didn't have a clue. Because they weren't looking for it. Amen. Pay attention to what you know. Right. You know, I've learned something in life. I learned this in the first grade. 1 + 1 = 2. And your ABCs are still good. You don't forget that. It's cumulative knowledge. Amen. Don't forget what God told you at your start of this journey. Amen. Don't just throw that away because you're where you are right now. Pay attention to what you know. Ah, the old folks would say, grace brought me safe thus far, and grace will lead me on. Third thing is that watch your step. Watch your step. You got to really watch your step. And the Bible says that we are to guard our hearts. What if they'd come to Jerusalem and taken Herod at his word? Oh, when you find him, bring me word that I can come and I can worship him. And don't you know the angel of the Lord warned, don't go back to that guy. You know, here's what we do. God will speak to us and warn us about things, and then we say, nah, that's just my imagination. All right, and God warns us. Then we end up doing what we should not have done because we were warned. And something told me, listen, don't say something. God told you. He warned you. And the Bible said that when they found out about Herod, his request said that they did not go back to him the same way. They left another way. Watch your step in life. We're probably living in some of the most dangerous times because they're deceptive. You don't know who to believe. But I can tell you one you can believe. Believe God. Trust in his word. And then lastly, honor God when you reach your destiny. Don't pat yourself on the back. Man, I finally made it. I'm doing good now. No, honor God. Because that's why you were created. Now think about this. These wise men had come all the way from the east. Wherever the east was, it could have been far away Persia or wherever they came from. They came all that distance, all that way. And they could have gotten there and said, man, we finally made it. High five. You know, we made it. Touchdown. Let's just spin the ball in the end zone because we finally made it. No. They came and they presented their gifts because they came for the purpose of worship. I don't know what you come to do. I came to praise his name. I came to shout for joy. I came to glorify him because he is the living God. Let me tell you the news that's coming out of heaven. Once you have seen the Savior, you know that he's your all in all. He's your rock in a weary land. He is your shelter in a time of storm. Let me tell you the news that's coming out of heaven. We are not aware that heaven is still under construction. Why? Because every time somebody gets saved, God says, add another room to my house. Amen, somebody. The news that comes out of heaven is that God said, I'm still working in the lives of my people. They may be going through trials and tribulation, but I didn't bring them this far to leave or abandon them now. God said, hold on, saints of God. The day is coming. You will see him in all of his glory when he returns on the cloud. You better watch the news that's coming out of heaven. And you got, amen. And you've got it every day. You can go to God's anchor men like Isaiah. You can go to Matthew's gospel. You've got anchor men that are covering the story of Jesus. Why? Because the story is still going on. The gospel is still real. Don't be so eager to run home in the evenings to hear the bad news when you can run to this word and hear the good news. Jesus Christ is still Lord. He's still there. Now, he's not in the manger. He's not on the cross, but he's forever in glory, waiting on his saints. Clap your hands because of that, because we're still seeking him. We're still seeking him. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your glory. Thank you for your majesty. Thank you for your wisdom that you've given to the saints of God. It's hidden wisdom because the world is not seeking it. And Lord, as you've given us that word in 1 Corinthians 2:7, Lord, you said that this wisdom, we speak it in a mystery. It's a mystery to the world, but God, you've revealed it to the saints of God because you want us to share in your glory. Keep us forever in your will. Help us to walk in your way and to be obedient to your word. We humbly ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. And all the people of God said, amen. Today, if you've never accepted Christ as your Lord and as your Savior, we want to give you an opportunity to know him for yourself, to experience the fullness of God's glory in your heart and soul. So if there's one today, we invite you to come. Let's all stand.